Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And running. Good Saturday morning to you. Happy weekend. We made it. And for the next 2 hours, your garden buddies here on the Garden America Radio Show. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. See, I gave Tiger first billing. He didn't even look up.
I'm enthralled in
first messages. First billing. A lot of instant messages going on there.
A lot of emails.
Yeah, you're catching up on the emails that you didn't respond to me about
exactly
this week.
I'm ignoring your emails.
And I solved the problem anyway. So, hey, good morning. Welcome. Thank you so much. We get a lot of rain and cold weather throughout many areas of the country, but here in Southern California, it's going to be sunny after the fog lifts and about 75 degrees. So we're looking good.
It's rough.
Absolutely. Yeah, rough life down here in San Diego.
We only have one more day of this nice weather, though.
Yeah.
Because it goes back into the 60s next week and rainy.
And the first day of spring is Monday, right? Tomorrow or Monday, I think.
20th, right?
Yeah, Monday. That's Monday.
Monday.
Is it already?
Yeah, spring.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, it's going to spring on you. So John is saying now, our weather forecaster here, 60s and more rain.
Right.
That's all right.
No, we need it. I haven't turned on my irrigation system yet, and I think my lawn is starting to get dry.
You're trying to expand those roots for it.
Even after all the rain we had, huh? It's dried up a little bit.
Right, but it's been what? 2 weeks?
Yeah,
2 weeks.
And in those 2 weeks,
we've had a lot of hot weather.
80-degree days.
Right. Yeah. I think we had a 90-degree day in Fallbrook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was about 85 here at the radio station. So, yeah, hot. You go from that cold, nice, rainy weather, hot, now cold again, which will play havoc on certain plant material.
Always.
Hot to cold, hot to cold. Will that cause citrus to split? Those temperature extremes like that in some cases? What do you think?
Well, usually
water.
Usually a citrus splitting on a tree is either too much water, too much fertilizer, or it could have been, you know, a rapid growth rate kind of a thing. But usually it's too much water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be careful of that.
Like citrus trees and lawns, that's always a big problem. Because you're watering your lawn all the time.
Right.
And the citrus tree just can't absorb it as quick.
Yeah. Citrus and avocados need different watering habits.
Well, I know avocados' root systems are on top for the most part.
Right, so they need more frequent waterings, but not as deep. With citrus, you want less frequent, but deeper. I think commercially, they usually go every 10 to 14 days, right?
Yeah.
On citrus. One deep watering every 10 to 14 days.
And then John will know this better than me, but back in the day, citrus used to come in these tall, like almost like 16-inch, 18-inch tall cylindrical pots.
Metal cans
because right. normally cans nowadays are kind of squatty, round. Right. But citrus would come in these really tall because they had these deep root systems and you would just drop it in the ground. And then I always thought citrus growers had it right because they could pretty much just grab the dirt from wherever their property was and start filling those cans because it was always like that heavy, just hard soil. It didn't matter what they put in there. They didn't have like a premium potting soil mix, you know?
Wow. Well, we recall the days when, they sold chemical fertilizer in brown bottles, like old beer bottles with skull and crossbone. That's what you want to buy and store in your garage. And I remember as a kid, at least I had sense enough, because my folks would leave it out. Access to, the old chemical fertilizer.
Back to citrus for a second. I was talking to Ed Livo. He called me last week, and he said he wants to come on the show and talk about mandarins. Tangerines, basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he said that their sales on mandarins are skyrocketing because of millennials.
Yeah.
What is it about?
We have him booked next Saturday. He's going to be on talking
about it. Why are millennials into that?
He thinks his theory is because of cuties.
Yeah.
The way that cuties are marketed.
Right.
That the younger generation is exposed to those, and it's almost like another fruit for them. They want cuties. Then they realize that, cuties are actually not a brand name, but different, or not a variety name, just a brand name for different varieties of mandarin that get put in there. So
this would be a cutie mandarin versus another kind of mandarin?
No.
Or is it marketing?
No, right. Yeah. Yeah, in the cutie you could have a California honey.
Okay.
Whatever. Pixies.
Yeah. Cuties and California honeys. I sounds like we're at the beach, doesn't it?
Beach Boys song.
So I think they have 21 different kinds of mandarin.
There is a ton. And then there's the seedless ones. We sell a lot of varieties.
Yeah.
But it's hard to pick which ones because, like John just said, there's a ton of varieties. And you've got the seedless ones, which are obviously the most popular because nobody really likes to have seeded fruit at all. And then, there's ones that who was it that was talking to us on the show? And was it Ed about how they determine fruit? No.
Dave Wilson?
Tom Spellman.
Tom Spellman, I'm sorry.
And how you need to be able to have a fruit for January, February, March. He was deciding on which fruit they're going to grow because he wants a, fruit tree every month to be able to have something in his refrigerator for. So, that's mandarins. As you've got some that are early, some that are mid-season, some that are late season. And that's how cuties continue. But if you notice when you're in the grocery store, when you pick up that bag, it's not always the same variety. You got different.
Yeah, they always look a little different. Some are really tiny.
Because of the time of the year.
Exactly.
Because of the variety that they're putting in there.
And then the other thing that goes along with that is easy to pick. So I just had this amazing blood orange this week. I found it on a customer's property, and I tasted it. It was spectacular. But it was so hard to peel and pick. So it was like a tough fruit because, you can't peel it. And sometimes there's mandarins that are easy to peel, and then there's others that you're flicking off a little piece at a time like an eggshell. And it's not as fun.
Yeah, but the upside is it ships well.
They call it when a fruit peels easily, a mandarin peels easily, they call that zipper skin. Because it's just like a zipper. You can just take off a piece and the whole thing comes off. If you could only have one mandarin, the one I would recommend is Gold Nugget, which is a new development, a new hybrid. And the reason I say Gold Nugget is it's the latest ripening. So I think you can pick them all the way into May, maybe even first part of June. Mm. But they start ripening in January. So you've got about 3 months that you can go ahead and pick that fruit.
That's phenomenal. And they're nice trees because they're not too big. That was the other thing, too, is that an orange tree, you can get 8-9 feet tall and a little too big to handle.
That's a dwarf tree.
Yeah, it's a dwarf one, yeah. Where the mandarins, even at full growth, 6 feet tall, and you get a ton of fruit off of it.
And you can reach it easily.
Easy.
I have when you go into my backyard all the way to the left where I'm working on planting that bed, I'm thinking maybe I want to stick a couple citrus
just
in
to
there.
See what happens.
Even though it's a rose bed, I think I might put a Gold Nugget mandarin and I'm not sure whether I want to do this or not, but when we were in I think it was France, they had a cola drink there that was called Quinoto. And it was made from the Kinoto orange, which is a little tiny mandarin-sized orange that's really sour and bitter. But they made this cola fruit out of it, and it looked like a cola and tasted really good. But I was thinking that just to remind me of France, I might plant one of those because it's ornamental. It's got the orange fruit hanging on it, and it's got the little tiny leaves. And the plant itself will stay small. You can easily trim it. So I'm thinking that might be good in there, but then I know my wife will be upset with me if I plant something else that we can't eat. So maybe I'll put in a gold nugget mandarin, too.
How's your soil, by the way? Everything looking good? You've amended everything, got the right fertilizer going?
What I'm doing is I plant. I'm mixing things in the soil. So as I put in a rose.
You're a mad scientist.
I put in 1 cup of Biosol and 1 cup of another organic food. I had some chicken manure left that I used.
Pelletized.
Right.
Yep.
But when I ran out of that, then I'm using Milorganite now. So 1 cup of Biosol, 1 cup of Milorganite, and then 1 tablespoon of iron chelate.
Chelate, yeah. I've got to do that. I got to fertilize.
The roses are looking so good now. But somebody asked me if Monday I spoke at the San Diego Horticultural Society, and they wanted me to bring roses from my garden. And
what?
Who asked you that?
And I said, you know, I haven't even finished pruning my roses yet.
But dig up roses from your garden and bring them in.
No. Cut flowers.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
Okay. It's still a bit early.
Yeah, it's a little early, sun. Yeah. It's only March.
You know, I was going to say I had a neat story to tell you about that.
We can
that,
continue.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it after we talk to our guests.
So we'll come back with John's Quote of the Week. Our guest is standing by. And, of course, we're always wanting your calls and comments. You can email John at GardenAmerica.com or also call us. Go on the air live at 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free from anywhere, 855-424-9825. And, again, that's John at GardenAmerica.com. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco stepping aside, coming right back.
You have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Good Saturday morning, 22 minutes after the hour, back with Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. Happy to have you alongside Garden America at 855-424-9825. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. We are heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. John's got the quote of the week, and then we're going to get to our guest. And remember, hour number two is all about you. It's open phones for the entire hour. But first of all, John, the quote, and then our guest.
Yeah, the quote is... Actually related to our guest, and the quote's from Tom Vilsack. And you remember, Brian, that he was the Secretary of Agriculture under President Obama. He used to be the, trying to think, I think he was the governor of Iowa also prior to that. But he said, "I don't care what anybody says, nothing's better than a tomato you grow. There's something about it that's different than a tomato you can buy. It's a great thing."
That's true.
It is. And speaking of great things, Tiger.
Speaking of great tomato things, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this week, our guest is from Tomato Mania. Brian, where's our Tomato Mania? It's Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. Be there, be there, be there. We'll sell you the entire seat, but you only need the edge.
Scott, are you there?
Good morning. I'm here from Encino. How are you?
Hey, Encino. What's going on, Encino?
Good morning.
Saturday, 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 you know. It's our biggest event of the year, guys. Happy to be with you. We're in day two of this of a three-day event, so we're having a ball.
And now you guys had a tomato event, a Tomato Mania event here in San Diego 2 weeks ago?
Last week. We sold it out.
Wow.
Most of the cement we did, and thrilled with that. You know, we've made friends in the San Diego area for years, as we have at the sites of all our sales, because we're running from San Diego to Sonoma. And, we love doing that, and we love sharing these great new varieties and challenging people to do new stuff. And it's like old home week at all of our events now. We know folks in all these locales, and we come out and start the spring with everybody.
Now, tell us a little bit about the event, because there's some listeners out there that have no clue what we're talking about.
Well, I'm so happy to be able to tell you about it. Tomato Mania started back in the 90s at a terrific nursery in Pasadena called Hortus. And my buddy and a great nurseryman, Gary Jones, started it when heirlooms were just starting to happen, but nobody had ever seen seedlings of things like a black crim or things like that. And so we, in fact, did get those seedlings out there, and people lost their mind. And the nursery was amazing, and then closed around the year, I think, 2001. And I picked up the event, and we decided to do it as a pop-up. So we were one event at a nursery, and this year will be 12 events all over California. So we showcase heirloom varieties, hybrid varieties, classics, everything you can imagine in the tomato world, plus everything else you need for the summer, soils, containers, stakes, fertilizers, and all that. Plus, I think the best thing about my sales is I've got a great team of friends and tomato experts and gardeners who come out and sort of rally the troops and educate people and inspire people, and that's almost my favorite part of what we do.
And that's one of the important things, because when it comes to these varieties, as we were talking about some of the stuff involving mandarins earlier in the show, there's uniquenesses for different things. And since you guys are the growers and since you're the experts on it, when there's a customer that comes in and asks about a specific one, you're going to know what to tell them, when they're going to do well, when they're not going to do well, or some problems maybe they'll run into. And it's nice to have that heads up before you even buy the plant.
Well, it's amazing because a lot of these folks, I mean, we're in Encino today. I've got a team of 25 out here. And everybody, we've grown this stuff, right? At least a large percentage of it. But part of our game is also finding new stuff that, you know, that nobody's seen before, including us. And that's part of the allure, too. You know, I mean, we have about 275 varieties on the floor today. And, you know, that's a huge edit for us, given, gosh, I can get to 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 varieties in the world now in the tray. So we edit way down, and yes, we've grown a ton of this stuff, but I bet there are 40 or 50 varieties out here, guys, that I'm dying to trial this year, and that's what a lot of my tomato maniacs come looking for, you know, what's new, what's next. So we're anxious to talk about that as well.
Well, let's go ahead and get right into that then. So what are some varieties that people can see out there in Encino today that you're excited about?
Well, we start with the classics, you know. I mean, I love the new stuff, but last year Juliet was the star of my garden. You know, go figure, right? Little plum size, chef friends love it. It's a multi-purpose tomato, and we've seen it around for years. And I love growing, you know, my grandfather grew Better Boys. I grow Better Boys every season. But then I branch out, and I grow things like John Flom, and I grow things like Carbon, a beautiful black that was another star in our garden last year. I'm growing the blues. Have you guys heard of the blues that are happening with hybridizers all over the place?
The indigo tomatoes, that are loaded with anthocyanins.
That's what it is, all the blues. So Brad Gates of Wild Boar and several hybridizers and breeders across the country are doing these lines, and we've got things like Lucid Gem from Brad, which is a gold-red blend with a blue shoulder. And, yes, it's all that anthocyanin goodness and healthiness, right? We've got Blue Beauty, which is if it's exposed to the sun on the plant, if it gets a little bit of sunlight, it's blue and red on the inside. So all the that really kind of fires people up, and I think that's great. And then of course we try to find small purveyors all over who are doing interesting stuff. Guys, we got a tomato called Viagra this year. Believe it or not, we got a tomato called Viagra and one.
Does that bloom all year?
if the fruit stays on the plant for longer than 4 hours.
Yeah, call your horticulturist.
That's exactly right. Well, look, these are all, you know, these are all conversation pieces, and that's kind of the great thing. You know, we made an island of cherry tomatoes out there in our display today, and I probably have 60 varieties of cherries. You know, it's crazy good in every color, in every shape, and all of that. And yes, we know lots of these, and then we branch out and grow new different ones every year.
Now, when you guys are, you know, planning the next year's cycle, and you're kind of sorting through what you sold last year and, you know, what you kind of have seen new for next year kind of a thing, do you kind of find that people are gravitating towards a cherry, maybe towards a medium-sized tomato or the large ones? I mean, where do most of the people gravitate towards when it comes to picking out a tomato?
Well, I think we're all sort of seduced by the big fat beefsteak, you know, and that sort of ribbed, lobed, amazing late summer treat. But I think more than that, what's happening is people want a lot of tomato. And while rather than wait for them all summer long, I think we find people really looking for that mid-sized, something that's mid-sized but a little off, with a blue collar, or it's orange, or it's a blend, or it's got a stripe, or, you know, it's a pink Berkeley tie-dye, it's something like that. I think you get a, well, and we talk about this a lot, if you're, people have different strategies in the tomato garden, and mine really is I want a lot of tomatoes. And
hey, we're going to take a break.
Hey, Scott, hold on one sec.
We're going to take a break, Scott. Hold that thought. We'll continue with the conversation. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. Back with Scott, Garden America, on your Saturday morning. Do stay with us.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beets. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beets by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beets, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beets folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeets.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beets, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beets. God bless. Wish me luck.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 36 minutes after the hour for your Saturday morning. I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox here. It is Garden America, Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Yeah, and this morning, Scott Daig from Tomato Mania is joining us. Scott, you back with us?
I'm there. Thank you.
Hey, so before we left for the break, you were just naming some of the varieties that you were kind of excited about and some of the things that people expect to see out there in Encino this morning.
Exactly.
One of the things that I want people to get a grasp of is that, you know, you've been doing this for some time. And a matter of fact, we have an email question that came in from one of our listeners that wanted to ask you about some of your experience with tomatoes. So, John, you got them?
Yeah, actually, we have a few here.
Oh.
The first one, Scott, says, I used to go to Hortus when they started the tomato events.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, this is how I got hooked on growing tomatoes. What do you think of the Wild Boar Farms tomatoes? And you mentioned Brad Gates briefly when we were talking.
Absolutely. I think Brad's doing a great job. Now, some of those, we trial a bunch of them, and because he's hybridizing in Northern California, not all of them transfer as well as, or translate as well as we'd like to a Southern California growing period and heat and the rest of it. But we're seeing a really nice report from most people on these things. As you know, guys, my tomato garden is so different from yours, as with many things. And so even in our trials, we come up with a list of you must-haves or oops, this didn't really do so well for us. And I guarantee you, at any of my events, somebody will walk up and tell me that the one that I did that didn't do so well for me was the champ in their garden. So those are winners across the board, and then they're just so exciting because they're new and different and beautiful.
Yeah, I think my favorite tomato from Brad is Pink Berkeley Tie Dye.
It's hard to beat that one, and he's got a new one out called Summer of Love, and it's a Berkeley Tie Dye improvement, so it's earlier and more productive, and we've got it this year. So Pink Berkeley Tie Dye is amazing. Brad knows Berkeley tie-dye, excuse me, at least for me, can be a little stingy. So he finds a better strain, he puts it out there, and this year we've got it, and it's called Summer of Love. So we're trying to keep up with him and all hybridizers like him that are doing this interesting stuff that, you know, continues to excite. And as I was saying, you know, people are looking for the excitement, and they want that tomato love of the big tomato. But a lot of his stuff is sort of mid-sized, and I think that's where most people are going. And we find that's where I think most of our customers are happy. Sort of a mid-sized tomato that produces more, probably produces longer, and in most cases they get an earlier tomato, which makes for a good season.
Yeah, I think if you're a tomato grower and you grow a lot of different varieties of tomatoes, that's probably the area you want to concentrate on, but then you always want one with huge fruit so that you can astound the neighbors and say, look at this 5-pound tomato.
Look, if you're growing a lot of things, you should absolutely be the first one on the block with a tomato. So do the early, do the Siberians, get those early short season tomatoes, get the big one at the end, and then have a lot in the middle. That's what we all want. And that's the kind of thing we try to talk about. Because not a lot of people walk in our, you know, walk into our display going with a tomato strategy. And that's one of our questions. We shock people with that. Going, what do you want to eat and when? You can figure this out. Look at the tag. So that's what we try to do. It's a very malleable situation. You can get exactly what you want. And that's pretty amazing. So there you go.
Okay, and then we have a question, Scott, on some practical aspects of growing tomatoes. This listener wants to know, how do you prepare your tomato growing beds? What kind of products do you use? And then have you ever used the lasagna method? And then also, have you run into problems with spider mites?
Well, but those are three crucial questions. Number one, what do I use in the ground? I use a variety of things to amend because we all know that our Southern California soils need all the help they can get. So I am using we love Malibu compost. We love good composty products of all kinds. Worm casting. I love hay. I work hay into my tomato garden all the time. I have my own compost, so I do all of that, and the key is to do it often. I tell everybody the best time to compost is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what you need to be doing in the tomato garden to make that soil work for your tomatoes. The second part of the question, help me with that.
Have you ever tried the lasagna method?
The lasagna method. Okay, guys, here's the real deal. I'm such an enthusiastic gardener, but I'm kind of a lazy gardener too. So I really get really excited about the prospect and all of this. And then when it comes to avoiding double digging and all that stuff that we used to be told to do, I'm all for it. So lay it on. Forests have been doing the lasagna method for millions of years, and it works wonderfully well for them. So I say lay it on thick, and let the soil, the microbes, the microorganisms, and even the worm, let that system work for you. And when you dig a hole, sure, put some compost down deep, work in that area where you're actually planting. But for the rest, the lasagna method is dynamite. You just have to do it. It's like everything in the garden. You can't just buy fertilizer. You have to use it, right? Same thing. You have to be putting a couple inches of soil on top of your bed or your garden consistently. That lasagna method works. And with spider mites, guys, in the tomato season, we've got a litany of things that might attack you because you're a farmer now, and farmers have challenges. So spider mites happen late in the year, generally when it's super dry and hot. And so you have to, be, like any problem in the garden, be very present and know when you have to try to spot the problem at the beginning. Yes, there are miticides out there. Some of those miticides are oil, which can be kind of treacherous in the height of the summer when you're applying that. So the key to spider mites is really being wary and knowing when they, seeing the first signs of attack and being able to try to treat, hopefully with something organic, so that you can solve the problem. But that's the key to everything. Find it and find it early.
There you go. Be active in the garden. Know what's going on
so that way you can hit it
that before it gets too crazy.
And look, all of those things we've already talked about, if you're doing it all right, you're composting and amended gray, you're fertilizing and watering correctly, you're going to have the strongest plant possible. And we all know that's the best way to fend off any pest at all.
Yeah. Hey, so Scott, you're out there in Encino this morning. Where are you guys at?
We are at Tapia Brothers Farm Stand. It's one of the most sort of celebrated older farm stands in all of Los Angeles, right at the 101 and the 405. So we're here today and tomorrow, which is a 3-day event for us, and right on Havenhurst near the 101, and a great old farm stand. They're selling strawberries and all that, as they do all great produce all year. So we're set up out here this today and for the weekend.
And then this is your guys' biggest event, but do you still have a few more events later
Absolutely.
In the year?
Absolutely, this is event number 5. Tomatomania.com. Well, for anybody who wants to visit, we'd love to have you. There's some good tips there. Our website will tell you the rundown of events. We go all the way through the end of April and when we hit Sonoma and then Geyserville up in Northern California. So Descanso Gardens in the L.A. area or in Pasadena area next weekend. And then Ojai, Fillmore, back in L.A. So we're all over the place here for the next,
wow.
the next 5 weeks. Yes.
Oh, fun. Well, for those of you listeners that are out there that are looking to maybe hit one of their events, definitely go to the Tomato Mania website, find out more information there. Scott, thank you very much for joining us. Won't hold you too much longer. We know you got a lot of work to do getting ready for today. Hope you have some good sales and have some fun out there.
Guys, what a pleasure. Yeah, I'm looking at it. We got about 50 people in the sales area already, and we open at 9. What can I tell you? So it's great. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Scott. He's enthusiastic. He loves what he's doing. That's great. And, you know, it's interesting. You asked a question, you know, what's the most popular tomato? Where do they gravitate toward? The big, fat, juicy beefsteaks. But there's so many more. I mean, take your time and taste them.
Right.
Well, one we talked about in the newsletter this week was Super Fantastic. And Harry Olson from Oregon was the one who told me about this tomato. He said if he could only pick one tomato, he'd probably pick Super Fantastic.
But I'll bet it's not on a lot of people's radar.
Well, it's not one that you hear about that often.
Right.
I don't know if you guys sell it at your nursery.
What's the taste?
Super and it's fantastic.
Super and fantastic. That's the name, right?
But the one thing I have to give you a warning about this plant is it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. It grows really huge and is loaded with tomatoes.
So you better have a nice big Texas-sized tomato cage.
Either that or just make sure you put it somewhere where you're going to have enough room for it to grow. But it produces tomatoes close to a pound, and they look like store-bought tomatoes because they're round.
A pound?
Yeah.
That's huge. We'll continue with Tomato Talk after the break. John, do you have any emails?
No, but I want to talk a little bit about lasagna gardening when we come back.
Okay, will do. Hey, lines are open. It is open phones. It is springtime right around the corner. I know it's still cold in many parts of the country, but still we need to discuss that. So give us a call, questions, comments at 855-424-9825. It is Garden America. We are coming right back.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You are tuned into Garden America as we broadcast live from the palatial iHeartMedia studios in Southern California. San Diego, to be exact. Happy Saturday, happy weekend here, Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. Lines open at 855-424-9825. You can also direct your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. We've got Vincent standing by. Seems to be tomato talk, John. I wonder why.
Well, you know, prior to the break, we were talking about Harry Olson, who is a tomato grower extraordinaire up in Salem, Oregon.
Sounds like somebody's accountant.
And he works with the master gardeners up there and is always involved in the fair. And I just wanted to read the note that he wrote me on the Super Fantastic tomato. And he said, "Finally, let me describe the Super Fantastic is highly prolific, disease-resistant, thin-skinned, and great-tasting. If I could only have one tomato, this would likely be it. It's a vigorous plant, so cage and stake well," he says. "I raise lots to give away and have never had someone not really like it. John, it's a winner." So if you don't like the tomato, I'll give you Harry's email address and you can send him a note. But in all the years I've known Harry, he's been right on in all his comments.
Well, speaking of tomatoes, let's go to Vincent in Northern California, wants to talk tomatoes. Vincent, welcome to Garden America. Thank you for your call. How can we help you as far as tomatoes?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, I have a question about the beefsteak tomato.
Sure.
Is it a hybrid?
There's different types of beefsteak tomatoes. And beefsteak is, beefsteak now is almost used the same way Kleenex is used. You know, that it refers to, rather than a specific variety, a style of tomato. They're usually the big slicing tomatoes. And there is an original beefsteak that's not a hybrid, but then there's many beefsteak types that are hybrids. things like Beefmaster and
Big Beef
and Beef Eater and
right.
Yeah. So the answer to your question is yes and no.
Yeah.
There is an heirloom variety. Go ahead.
We had a discussion in our garden club, and some of us said mono hybrids, and some said mono not, you know, so.
So you were all right. I guess everybody was right.
Okay. I it never came up that there were different types.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say, you know, this is a beefsteak variety, or, you know, this is a style of beefsteak tomato. You know, but yeah, so there is an original beefsteak, but for the most part out there in the market, you're going to see kind of knockoffs out there nowadays.
Yeah, that's what we probably have. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I really
good
like
you. Thank you.
I'm
well,
going to have to switch over the computer soon because I only do
so you
one
can get
hour
the second hour.
Yeah, that's okay. And for those people that also want to take us on the go, there's also an app, BizTalk Radio app, which you can take with you, put it on your phone, and you can follow us anywhere. Vincent, thank you for the call. Call us again soon. We do appreciate it from Northern California. And that opens up a line. Get through 855-424-9825 here on BizTalk Radio Garden America.
You know, when we were talking to Scott from Tomato Mania, he mentioned his experience with the lasagna method, and I was thinking some of our listeners might not know what that is. And it was basically developed by our friend Pat Lanza. And maybe being Italian, she came up with the lasagna method.
I would assume it is a layering method, right?
It is a layering method, but you know what is unusual, Brian, is that there's no digging required at all in this method. You don't work things into the ground. The first thing you do is you come up with either a layer of cardboard or three sheets of newspaper, you just cover the ground with it. That's the first thing that you do. And then whenever you add fertilizers, organic amendments and things, they all go on top of that. And you never, ever disturb the soil.
Hmm.
So you have no weeds because the cardboard and the newspaper
are
going to stop that from
happening.
Well,
you should try that. You should, you know, pick apart place in your garden, John, your backyard, and do that.
I should.
I mean, you really should.
I should. My son was just asking me, hey, what are you planning on doing with all the weeds?
Yeah, with all the weeds.
Yeah, well, he wanted to go get his new weed eater and go out there. And,
yeah,
but
some,
I said,
have
no,
some
hey,
fun.
There's some things hiding in those weeds I need to move first.
Right. So you just, newspaper or cardboard, and then just go from there and build it up like you would making lasagna casserole.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, almost like composting directly in the garden.
So that's the lasagna method.
You end up with nice, rich soil over time. You'll get tons of earthworms.
Yeah. I get earthworms in my patio.
Really?
I say, welcome aboard, boys. That's a great sign. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, on my front patio or my front porch, I had two plants in pots. One was the Griffin begonia, which
I still have mine.
Do you? Every year I keep separating it. And
John, this thing, you can't kill this thing. You cut it back,
yeah,
and it just grows right back again. It almost, now correct me if I'm wrong, it almost acts like kind of a succulent. It's so hardy. You can cut branches off. You can toss them on the ground. It just, you can beat this thing up and it just won't go away.
Yeah, the opposite of a succulent, though, because it uses a lot of water.
Right, but in terms of the – it's
hardy.
It's hardy. It's got a lot of tenacity, and you can't – it's amazing. So I cut mine back about a month ago, and already I'm getting shoots, and it grows back.
Right, because they don't do well during the winter, and the leaves get kind of ratty. So I went through and divided mine, and in the center of it, because the leaves looked horrible, were probably like 15 snails.
Oh.
And I've never had snails on my property like the last 15 years, 20 years.
Well, that's because you
I
have
put out the killer snails.
The decollete snails.
So anyway, I think all the rain brought them in. So I killed those snails, separated it, put a big chunk out in the garden and then another chunk in the pot. And then next to it was a Brunfelsia, which had the same problem. So I pulled every leaf off it, cut it back. And
I can't believe it. The music means the hour's up. I thought we had one more segment. So anyway, news coming up on many of these affiliates. If your market doesn't carry us next hour, you can go to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live, or go directly to BizTalk Radio. We're going to come back at 6 minutes after. Open phones for the entire hour. Stay with us here on Garden America for your Saturday. Happy weekend.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.